Musik Refuge from Satan the Cursed and the name of Allah the Most Compassionate the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. On the subject of recitation of the Holy Book of Quran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, reciting the Holy Book of Quran should not be merely an external act. It must come from the heart, and its meanings should penetrate deep into our souls. You know, Imam Khomeini's assertion that reciting the Holy Book of Quran should emanate from the heart underscores a profound understanding of spirituality within the Shia traditions. For we as Shia Muslims, the Holy Book of Quran is not just a book of laws and guidelines. It is viewed as the literal word of God, a guide for personal and communal conduct and a source of divine wisdom. The emphasis on heartfelt recitation reflects the belief that the Quran's true essence can only be grasped when it resonates with one's inner being. In our Shia perspective, the Holy Book of Quran is considered a living document that requires engagement and reflection. It is not sufficient to recite verses mechanically. True understanding necessitates contemplation and internalization of its meanings. This approach aligns with the Shia emphasis on the importance of knowledge and wisdom, often articulated by the Imams alayhim as-salam, who are the rightful interpreters of the Holy Book of Quran. Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi salli ala The Shia belief in the infallible Imams as divinely appointed guides invited followers to seek deeper interpretations and understanding of the Holy Book of Quran, fostering a connection that transcends mere recitation. And that is a true belief. Imam Khomeini's words highlight the transformative power of the Holy Book of Quran, and when its meanings penetrate the soul, it can inspire ethical living, compassion, and a commitment to justice. And this internalization fosters a sense of responsibility towards oneself and the community, aligning with the principle of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahy al Munkar, commending good and forbidding wrong. And ultimately, Imam Khomeini's emphasis on heartfelt recitation invites believers to cultivate a relationship with the Holy Book of Quran that is dynamic and deeply personal. It encourages Shia Muslims to approach the Quran not just as a ritualistic obligation, but as a source of spiritual nourishment that guides them toward a more profound understanding of faith and existence. Thank you very much for listening to us, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.